and hear me. If you can, please give me a big thumbs up. All right. All my members of the public seen here, the ones on the Zoom, can you give me a thumbs up? Perfect. Chris, can you hear me? Bobby? Aaron? Okay, perfect. This meeting is being recorded. Once President Brooks asked me to call the roll, indicate you are here as well as permission to record by verbally stating here permission to record. Okay, turn it over to you, Lisa.
Thank you. I call the June 15th, 2021 Finance Committee of the Whole meeting of Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and note the time.
It is 7:01. Member Boren?
Yes, permission to record.
Great. Member Colby is absent. Member Schneider?
Permission to record.
Thank you. And President Brooks?
Here, permission to record. It is our practice not to address questions at this time. However, we will take comments under advisement. Is there anyone who would like to make a verbal comment? If so, please limit comments to 3 minutes per person. Okay, I will take that as a no. Carol, we will move now to the discussion of fiscal year 2021 annual audit report management letter. Carol will introduce Ron Amon, managing partner of our audit firm, Louderback and Amon, who will give a presentation followed by answering any questions from the board. Please review Carol's response to the audit report and management letter. The committee should reach consensus to have this item approved at the regular board meeting later tonight.
Well, without further ado, I will introduce Ron Amon, who for most of you might be up in the upper top row of your Zoom. Ron is the managing Louderback and Amon. And I will turn it over to you, Ron, to give a brief overview of our audit report, the audit process. It was definitely an interesting year. In COVID, seems like we finished field work last year's audit right as we were doing the shutdown. And so it seems only appropriate that you're giving the report for now us coming out of COVID. So take it away, Ron.
Okay. I think I'll hopefully not say this too many times tonight, but thanks, Carol, for the last time. So as Carol alluded to, the audit process has been different for the last year and a half for auditing firms. The assurance I need to make sure that the board and staff is aware of is that we're still required to do the same thing, but how we get through the audit has been very unique and different for the last couple years. But the assurances are still there that our job is very singular, is to issue an audit opinion, and that opinion is on page 5 and 6 of your annual financial report. And once again, the Park District opinion is clean or unmodified, which is the highest and the only opinion that you want from your auditors. So that is our job. How we get there the last couple of cycles, like I said, is different. But we have a lot of good cooperation, as we've always had from staff, in particular Carol, to do a lot of this work remotely. Our staff did show up on site to do some of the testing that we are able to do with files and stuff that's just harder to do electronically. So in the financial numbers, I'm just gonna point out a couple pages. On page 19 of the report that we issued, is what we call a statement of activities. That statement of activities is on the accrual, full accrual basis of accounting. And the most important number on that page is the third line up from the bottom, and it shows that the change in that position for the Park District for the 12 months ended was an increase of $2.8 million. So a very positive increase in the fund balance for the 12 months ended. From there, I'm going to go to page 25 and 26 of the annual financial report. These two pages is how the Park District budgets. It's how you operate on a daily basis. It's in line with the same level of accounting that the Park District does for any of the monthly board reports. It's what auditors call modified accrual accounting. And once again, the important line on those two pages is the third line up from the bottom where it says a net change in fund balance. And then in the far right column, the third line up shows an increase of just over $5 million. So if we flip the page and go to page 27, there's a reconciliation between those two numbers I just talked about. The top of the page starts at what we call the full accrual base of accounting of the $5 million. And then you can see the adjustments that happened during the audit process to get us down to the $2.8 million. So normally in government, it's long-term assets and liabilities that affect the change. So things like fixed assets and things like debt are the two big components of how those numbers reconcile between the full accrual and the modified accrual base of accounting. The last page I'm going to point out, and the number I want to point out, is on page 59 and 60 of the annual financial report, and it's related to the IMRF. And you'll see in the last column on the far right that the Park District at the end of the cycle, which was audited for IMRF, it's 95% funded for your IMRF. So a very positive number of 95% funded. What does that mean? It means in the future that whatever you've contributed to IMRF in the past probably won't fluctuate much. As long as their target is to use these smoothing mechanisms to get you close to 100%. And since you're at 95%, the idea of what the Park District contribution rate going forward should be relatively the same as what it's been in the last couple of years. So from there, I'll take any questions about the audit process, or any of the numbers I just talked about.
Ryan, you might want to, we had no management letter this year too, just to highlight that for the second year in a row. So that's always something that I take personal, as far as are they finding things that are recommendations for us to follow. So I feel good that for the second year in a row, there is not a management letter.
Right. It's very tricky for auditors in today's world because our industry keeps evolving and changing and letting us do certain things and not do certain things. And our firm takes the management letter very seriously. So to go two cycles in a row and not have some of the ideas of what we look at and assess, which is a very important word in the audit process of your internal control structure, but to not have a management letter, which in context means significant deficiencies, you know, it's a tribute to staff and the operations internally of how the Park District operates. So that's an applause to staff. And then the idea of how the board operates related to things that we do monitor and assess during our control process of the audit. So,
thank you. Are there any questions from the board?
I have one question, and we don't have to answer it now. You'll probably get there eventually, but I'm on page 98, and I'm sure the numbers work out, but it's page 99. There's a line, percent of legal debt margin to bonded debt limit. And I just noticed in the past it's gone up or down, you know, maybe 2% or so per year, sort of a big jump in 2018. But it just looked like a big drop of going from 78% to 66% over a year. I'm sure that's in the numbers. And so sometime this evening, it would be great if somebody could just point out the math or give me the big drivers behind that.
I mean, I can walk you through real quickly. The top line is the equalized assessed valuation of, and we get that directly from the county. And then the way there's two different calculations on that page, kind of the top piece is a debt limit, which is set by state statute at the state of Illinois level, which is 2.875%. So it's just simple math of taking your EAV times the 2.875%, and then you minus any debt that you have outstanding. So you can see what's happened to your EAV over the last, you know, 10-year cycle. Obviously a dip there in the middle. And then as your EAV keeps going up, the legal debt margin would mirror that and go up, because it's just a simple calculation of math. And then the second calculation is non-referendum debt. And once again, it's just state statute driven. And that's kind of the bottom piece of that page, where it's a multiplier of 0.7 or 575. So once again, you just take your EAV times 0.575 575 and subtract out any of the debt that's applicable to that. So it's just simple math of state statute limitations.
Then just to add in there, Bart, I recall that we issued $4.3 million in October. So we've increased our debt, which is going to affect those calculations.
Wouldn't that move the number? Well, I don't get it. Just seems like it would move it the other way. You'd be closer to debt limit if you issued more. But I don't want to get bogged down here. The answer was Ron's answer was helpful. So I'm good. Actually, I have one other real quick question. This is my first time going through non-corporate accounting, but there are numbers here related to government operations. Which government entities are included or not included? I'm assuming the library and the village are. Is that right? Or what's included in those?
This is only the Park District.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't understand the. I thought there was some total government number, so I misread that. Okay, I don't have any other questions. Thank you.
I'm sure Michael would have questions. Unfortunately, he is. I'm sure frantically trying to get on the call, and I told him to just be zen and it'll all be okay. He can certainly ask those questions of you, Carol.
Absolutely.
And John as well. I'm sure both of you can answer any of his questions. Does anyone else have questions for our visitor? Nothing? Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. I'm sure it's not Amen, so I am thinking it's Amen.
That's correct. Very nice.
Thank you, Mr. Amen. Thank you. All right.
Thanks, Ron. Yeah,
thank you so much. You can sign off. We appreciate it. I'm sure we'll see you next year.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
Okay. As chair, I direct staff in Michael's place. As chair, I direct staff, based on the discussion of the committee, to move the fiscal year 2020-2021 annual audit forward to accept it at the June 15th regular board meeting, which will be in just a bit. And now we will move on to our discussion on reserve, a portion of current fund balance for future capital. As master plan projects move forward, staff believes it is important to designate fund balance for future capital projects. The committee should reach consensus to have this item approved at the July 20th regular board meeting. Following reserve fund balance for future capital discussion and recommended step. Okay, so are we going to have the discussion now?
Yes. Carol.
Yeah.
So as you know, with the exception of our COVID year, due to the excess fund balances that we have in corporate and rec, we always commit a portion to try and whittle it down to the 50-55%, which still leaves it a little comfortable for us to operate. Thankfully, we have the high fund balances in the era of COVID still impacting us. And so last year we did not make any transfer because the shutdown was March, the audit was accepted in June, and we just thought to be safe, we needed to not do any transfer from corporate or rec to Fund 69. So then we issued the bonds in October, and we know we're set with $4.5 million for projects over the next 3 years. Then found out we had the park grant. So I think it's important, as we talked about in the budget process, that we try to still make a transfer from at least corporate to Fund 69 to continue to fund those projects that are gonna be out there outside of the park grant, the Watts project. So recreation, really kind of, we didn't wanna touch it just yet because programs are still starting to come back to fruition. They were impacted by having 1.6 million less in revenue. And so we decided to wait on the recreation fund transfer, but I am proposing a resolution. I put the sample in your packet for a transfer from corporate to Fund 69 of $300,000. It will make a minimal impact to the fund balance levels. I still feel like they're appropriate, and suggest that the board might want to take another look at doing this before the fiscal year end. I have budgeted a $300,000 transfer to make as soon as the resolution is passed next month. So that has been budgeted. I just say that to just be careful until the end of the fiscal year and take a look at what we might be able to transfer again, either from just rec or from corporate and rec.
Okay, opening it up to the board. Carol, thank you. What you say makes good sense. I was kind of wondering when we were going to do this. So what you're proposing is that we make a single corporate transfer of $300,000 now, with tabling any potential future transfer from rec and or more from corporate, correct?
Correct. Until the end of the fiscal year, we can take a closer look at the operations.
Okay, so in the new year, we'll make a look before the March
yes.
New year. Okay, I'm that makes absolute sense to me. Does any other commission, well, does anyone else, Bart's very future commissioner, does anyone have any other thoughts on this?
I just wanted to note really quick for the record, at 7:16, Michael Colby joined the meeting. And Michael, can you just give us permission to report?
Permission to record, and thank you for notifying.
Great. You're a little fuzzy, but we'll get through this.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael. You sound like you're in like a Star Wars movie or something.
I am in a Star Wars movie. Permission to record.
Does anybody have any follow-up questions for this?
No, I think it makes sense.
I have one question, and it's just, again, trying to understand the accounting, which is so different than corporate accounting. So I understand this is money that we're transferring and separating, and it can be used for future projects. So I assume it's future capital projects that come along, but it also helps our financial ratios. I mean, it's going, and I haven't seen the different types of funds we have before, like the corporate fund or different funds, but it's going somewhere to be held in reserve for a to-be-determined capital expenditure at some point?
Correct. It's being transferred from the corporate / general fund, and it will go to Fund 69, one of our primary capital accounts that is funded with revenues from excess fund balances from corporate and recreation, as well as donations, private donations. So the donation that came in for DuPont is also allocated in Fund 69 as well.
Okay, and that means that it's unrestricted at the point a project comes up, it could be used to fund the capital side of that.
It's correct. It's committed for capital projects only, so you can't take, unless you do another resolution to uncommit it, you have to use it for a project paid for by Fund 69.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you very much.
And sure. The board approves those projects yearly as we go on, so.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else?
Thank you.
Okay.
And Michael, just to make your life easy, I'll do the, if you want to step in, that's great, but if it's easier for you, if I just read, we're almost through here.
It'll be much easier if you take it.
I know, I think you're probably on your phone, and I'm sorry about that. Okay, so.
No, it's fine.
Okay. Filling in for our chair, I direct staff, based on the discussion of the committee, to move reserving a portion of current fund balance for future capital forward for approval at the July 20th regular board meeting. Lisa Shepherd, do you have any other business for this evening?
We do not, for the Finance Committee Hall, we do not.
Okay, very good. So I entertain a motion to adjourn the Finance Committee of the Whole. Someone
move? So moved.
Michael, you got a second it.
Second.
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Member Bourne?
Yes.
Member Colby?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Okay. Motion passes. Very good.